Hello, everybody, and welcome to Anything Goes with the beautiful, gorgeous, wonderful
Larry
Kerry Bradstreet
Swanson.
And the handsome, debonair Nate is still here. But Larry Berry's around here someplace. I don't know. But anyway, how you doing? Good looking.
It's been a long time.
It is. I missed you. Yeah, I told my wife I was going to go see my girlfriend today, and she says, oh, Kerry? So.
Yeah.
How you been?
And
hubby, he's got that knee. Do you have to carry him around the house now?
No. He had it done January 9. He had a total knee replacement. And before he had the surgery, it was just like, I'm not going to need a walker. Don't worry about getting a walker. He needed that walker.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. He just now stopped using it. So, he had a lot of swelling. So
yeah, you'd have to see Kerry's husband. He's got his arms are as big as my calves. I mean, I always call him Sir, just in case.
Well,
I don't,
you
never
know,
want to make him mad.
Well, when he had the shoulder replacement, that, I mean, it was, they had to do what they call a reverse shoulder replacement.
Yeah.
And so, because there's not enough something there.
Yeah.
But normally you've got some kind of a tendon or something that connects your bicep up to here.
Yeah.
Well, his was so deteriorated, they didn't bother doing that. So his bicep is down here.
Oh, is it really?
well,
you're laughing, but
I mean, it wouldn't be obvious.
She's
on anybody.
She's nervous laughing. There.
No, I said it wouldn't be obvious on anybody else except for, it looks like he's got a little mountain, you know, how his arms
are.
He's got a big, huge, and then it's probably down here.
Yeah. So. I was always afraid that he might get mad at me and hit me and kill me. So.
No.
But so how's you getting anything done at the house? Are you doing any more chores? And
I've been trying to purge.
Now, I didn't buy you that hoster to stop working, you know.
I know. I should actually utilize it in other areas.
Do you?
Of what I'm doing, I should.
Yeah. It's there for you.
Mm-hmm.
So how many dogs do you have now?
The same.
Same amount?
Mm-hmm. I don't have to say that in air so I don't get in trouble.
Oh. You know they're trying to pass a law where you can only have three dogs at your home at one time?
Otherwise, you need a farm license or something?
Yeah.
Or a kennel license.
Did you, that guy running for president, the mayor of New York, what's his name?
Bloomberg,
was saying that if you can't do anything else, you can be a farmer because all you have to do is take a seed, put it in the ground, bury it, water it, there you go. He said that's all. So, and then he said that black people and Hispanic people should be frisked.
Thrown up against the wall and frisked
because they're the ones that are creating all the problems. And he wants to be the president of the United States. There's one Jew that ain't going to make it, I'll tell you.
There's a lot of politicians that seem to forget that all of their speeches, all of their talks, and their writings
comes back to bite them in the butt.
They're all saved. They're all out there. So to say one thing.
Don't you feel like you've left America or the world and come back into this? I mean, I can't believe all this stuff that's really happening. It's just like crazy. That's the good word for it. America the crazy. Not the beautiful anymore. America the crazy. But we still got you to look at, so we're pretty happy about that. Did anything else on our new show coming up?
No.
Well, I talked to...
I'm trying to come up with the Laugh Fest thing.
I come up with a couple of things. You and I, if anything happened, we can do stand-up or something. But I talked to Tom about advertising, and he said he could advertise on his website for people to come to our new show.
Okay.
So that'd be something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway.
I can post it on mine, too. I got a lot of actors and stuff on mine.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it's just a matter of people's availability.
Did you see the pictures I put of you on Facebook?
No. What did you post?
Just some of the ones I have over, you know, the ones we've taken.
15-year-old pictures.
Yeah.
Back when I was younger.
Well, you always like to look young, so I thought I'd throw them up and let you see.
And you dated those. This is yesterday.
Yeah.
the pictures of you. I've come across some pictures of you, and you've changed a lot from when we started doing. You've got to be kidding me.
Did you see my one?
You had a mustache, and you were about
a little belly.
Little tubbier.
Yeah, a little tubbier. Did you see the one with my army dresses?
Yes.
That my Everybody said that looks like my son,
it
Jason.
Does.
It does, though, don't it?
It really like, does. Yeah. So Jason's probably like, and oh, then, great, now I know what I look like.
Oh, you think that is? He called me on the phone. He says, you won't believe it. I got a picture of me, what I'm going to look like when I'm your age. I got to come over and show you. And he brought over. He says, that's you.
Exactly.
I thought that was kind of funny. I says, well, you got one of you, so.
That'd be funny. You know how they do those age progression things?
That's what he
somebody's
did.
Somebody's missing. Oh, he did it where you put in your picture and they try to.
And he makes it age, yeah.
And it really turned out to look like you?
It looked just like me, yeah.
That's funny.
So, yeah, it is, so.
I should do that.
Well, you know.
I look like my mom, for
sure. I always remember when you dated a girl to look at her mom, because that's what you she's going to look like. So
I remember that.
I had a lot of just one dates.
Oh, so, Larry.
Well, you know, I don't want, you know.
I'm not bringing you home to meet the family for at least a month.
Well, for Sandra, I went almost a year before I met her parents.
Why?
Yeah, well, I just didn't like parents, you know. She liked me, but I didn't know what her parents were going to do.
She was afraid to bring you home.
Probably. Really, yeah.
Because
she didn't like
settle down
me anyway
in a
when
year.
She first met me. So.
That's right.
It took a long time for me to even convince her to go out with me.
I've heard the story.
Yeah, I had to cross my heart, point to God, everything before she'd go out with me. So.
Well, we have a new controller today.
Who's that?
Nate.
Nate?
Oh. Yes.
Nate. That's
Nate.
Probably one of the
and
nicest
so now,
guys here. Not trying to blow smoke, but he's always been one of the nicest
I
guys
know.
Here. He's always happy. He always says hi to you. No matter what kind of day he's having, he'll always stop and say hi
yes,
to you.
Yes, but he's given us an ultimatum.
Oh, what's that?
That we have to find our own controller.
Oh, really?
To do that. So he's here today. But if there's anybody that's interested in being part of our podcast and our free in the afternoons.
Well,
they have a class to how to do it.
Now, Gene told me, now this is just what Gene told me, that if we would do 1 o'clock every Tuesday, he'll do it. And then
that'd be helpful.
He don't need anybody.
Yes, because with Nate here, I kind of feel like it's like the first date and you want to be on your best behavior because he's not here. Yeah. Don't really hear our podcasts. So it's like, we got to be kind of congenial. Is that a word?
Is that what on a first date?
Well, yeah, just so that he's not going to be like.
Now, were you always?
Well, Gene rolls his eyes.
Were you always
good
on a first date?
I didn't go on a lot of like dates.
You didn't?
Oh.
How'd you get out of them?
Well, he was. I don't know. The only like formal dates were like for homecomings and proms and that kind of stuff.
Were you a homecoming queen?
Homecoming court.
Court, not the queen.
Not the queen. No.
Well, they probably didn't want to make you the queen because everybody else would have been jealous.
No, it was. This was the scandal that the two that they were supposed to, that they figured were going to be king and queen was me and this guy named Bill Bradford.
He was going to be a queen?
He was going to be the king.
Oh, king.
And
I was going to say, this again.
And like the week before the voting, one of the other guys that was on the court had like an amazing touchdown or some kind of thing. So his name was, you know, known to a lot of the school. And the one who did win queen, she was in band. And so she had all those band people. And it was the first time they let freshmen vote. And normally the freshmen don't vote because they don't know any of the seniors.
Yeah.
And so you had all these band people that
voting.
Was one and the other one was football. And so that was kind of the scandal. It's funny.
So you didn't get to be the...
No, but it was snowing. I remember it was snowing. And it was even probably October, I think. Michigan's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll let you be our queen. How's that?
For
our show. You're the queen for today. Okay.
I can do that.
Because we're always telling you you're beautiful, so and you always think you're not. But I think you really like it. I think you say no just so that we'll tell you again to tell you the truth.
No.
Come on, nobody's as good looking as you and don't know it. Just please.
I need to be seen fully by the camera, apparently.
I guess. They got two cameras on you. None on me.
No,
where am I? Oh, there I am. Hello?
No
hello,
camera
mama?
On you ever.
Mm-hmm. No camera.
Oh, you got to be
You'll
gotta
get
be
no
careful.
Camera. You'll get no camera at all.
You be careful. People are going to see what you do to me now, kind of under the table.
What? Under the table? What I do
I mean,
to
you're
you?
You're on camera now.
Boy, got me dreaming now.
No, so tell me, what's new with you? Anything good?
Well, it's always good with me. I'm always enjoying it, you know. So, I found out manual labor was the president of Mexico. Oh. I didn't know that. So, but, and I haven't, are we going to do any dirty jokes at Laugh Fest or no?
You know what? We need to figure out, anybody who wants to see us, if we get our act together, they have a community showcase at Laugh Fest every year. And this year it's March 15 at 7. And some comedy, I don't know, some kind of comedy shop, but I don't know where it is. But that's what we be. And
that's where they put us?
Yes, and we have 15 minutes time slot.
Well, so we had a half hour last year. What did we do? Do a
no,
bad
I,
job?
No, I think it was always 15 or 20. And I remember the first year that they did this, as they had everybody come at the same time. They had all the groups kind of in the back.
Yeah.
And like, who wants to go out first or whatever, and then the group. That one lady who went out who did a one-woman show.
Yeah.
She would not stop. And she went for like 30 minutes.
Oh,
and we're
yeah.
all like, what? What is this, like one-woman show?
You should have one of them hooks and dragged her little butt off.
I know.
Stage.
It's just like,
And she was weird looking.
We're in the back.
She was crazy. That was Miss Crazy.
So we had to make sure we're not
that guy.
She
wasn't even funny.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was. It must have been from a play or something.
She thought she was funny, like some of them people.
Well, you do too.
I don't think I'm funny. You're the only one to put me on stage. Yeah, you know what she did to me? We're at Laugh Fest. Yeah, you did to me. We're at Laugh Fest, Gene. And we're not on time. We're not getting ready, right? So she says, Larry, go out and do a half hour or go out and do stand up. Well, the only thing I can do standing up is pee, you know? So I couldn't think, why are you doing this to me? So I went out and told some jokes, and pretty soon they were laughing,
jokes.
So I thought, wow.
Well,
I looked
like,
and
oh,
see
I
if my zipper
like
was undone, because I thought maybe they were laughing at that, but I did say a couple jokes.
Yeah, you had the ones that you said on this show, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you
see, that's why
come around.
People don't realize that. Comedians don't know every joke in the world, and
no,
they
and
always, when I tell a joke, well, I've heard that one before. Oh, I heard that one before. Well, what do you think? We get a new routine every day?
You need a new writer.
I need a new writer. I get in fights with writers, so I got to watch myself on that. I'm excited about our new TV show that we're going to be doing.
Yes.
It's a not a podcast. What is it? It's a...
Reality. Faux reality show.
No, but what is it? It's we do...
Public access is what we're
going
to call it.
Yeah, I know, but we're not going to have scripts.
Improv.
Improv, that's right. We're going to do improv.
Yeah, so we're looking for...
People that want to act.
Any actors who are very good at improvisation. I know some people, like Holly's like, I can't do anything without a script.
Now,
you
remember,
someone who
this
can just
is
be a character and take
this
it
is up. A nonprofit organization. First of all, you're going to do this for practice. We're not going
to
cut a check for you. I don't care how good you are. We're not cutting a check for you. Only Carrie and I get the money. You have to do it for free. No, we don't have any money.
No, but it's just for the love of doing it. And I think it will be really fun. It would be great for if someone needs a resume, but I think it would be good just kind of promoting WKTV, too. They did such a wonderful job in all this. We could utilize all of this.
Oh, it is. Yeah, that's beautiful now, isn't it? It's really nice.
Yeah, we were at the open house and...
Oh, that open house. I was telling Tom today that food was great.
He made it.
Oh, he did make it?
Some of it anyways, because he told...
Some Gordon's.
Oh, okay.
Some of the sausage was really good, and I really enjoyed it. I thought, well, nah, I better not go up and get another. But I wanted to go up and get another.
Well, you should have.
Bowl.
I'll just get cold.
Yeah. You see these people here, though, and you wonder who they are, you know? You don't...
I mean, yeah,
I did. We've been here for years, and everybody looks like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, and we need to... Well, now I can. I never was able to get WKTV because I had DirecTV.
Yeah.
But now that I have Comcast or Xfinity, I have local channels, and so I can get this channel.
Oh, can you really?
Yeah, so I see the lineup.
Can you get Grand Rapids,
whatever.
Too, or no?
I don't know. Which one is Grand... Do you know what number it is?
No, I don't. What do you know, Gene? What number?
It'd be the same for Comcast.
No, but Grand Rapids, well, this channel 25, I think, is ours. So would GRTV be a different?
It'd be 25 in GR.
Oh.
Or 25 out here.
So we wouldn't get it then, I guess. Then we wouldn't get it.
Oh.
Sorry. That's where our show plays, apparently.
It's in the Never Never Land. It's only funny. It's the funniest show you ever saw. So if you get a chance, watch it. So it was funny, most of it.
Yeah. I was on the Mike Wagner show yesterday afternoon, but it was recorded way back in November.
Did you see what Melissa was on?
No.
She
was, Ellen.
Ellen, TV. Now, guys, this is a girl that used to be on our TV show, was on Ellen's show. So, yes, we do make stars with our shows. So, am I right or wrong?
You're right.
She loves us to death. She wants to. She wanted to be on our podcast.
She's very, very busy.
Very busy. Yeah, but she's got, I mean, she's doing big movies. I mean, Hollywood movies, movies that make her lots of money. So she's doing pretty good in her time.
Yeah. And she's got that production company that she and those guys have in Lansing.
Right. And so if you ever want to watch our show to see her, you can watch our show free.
She's had some really radical characters.
She has, isn't she? Remember that one when she was in a car? We were in a car and she was in the back seat.
Oh, yeah. It's the same character.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was in that skit that I did.
She reminds me of somebody that was on Saturday Night Live, though. She's that good to be on Saturday Night Live. We should ask her, let us send some things to Saturday Night Live. We'll be your agent. And she's got an agent now.
Well, she might not want to do live comedy. She does pretty much does a lot of dramas. All the movies that I've seen.
Have you seen
her in them? Well, the clips that they've shown, they're always pretty, you know, rugged or.
She did a cowboy one, too, didn't she? Yeah.
Nothing where she looks like she's trying to be funny.
How long have we been here? Nate, how long have we been
here? He's already ready to...
20?
You're already ready to end the show. Do we not have a show if I'm not talking about all my home improvements?
No, yeah, we got a show.
Why are you looking at your watch?
I was just wondering. I thought they said we could only go an hour and that's it.
An hour?
Yeah. Well, we got 40 minutes to go, so...
We won't go an hour.
I don't think so.
Either. Nobody listens to us for an hour.
I notice you're getting your dimples back.
Am I? That's probably because I'm losing some puffiness, maybe.
Oh, really?
I told you I was, fat.
You're fat? Well, you're pregnant. Have you told everybody that you're pregnant yet?
No.
No. Okay.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle. I'm excited about going to Florida, though.
Yeah, I'm a little jealous of Florida.
Yeah, I'm taking off this coming Sunday on an airplane to Florida. Going to be down there till March 5th.
I do need the sunshine. I was just saw my doctor this morning, the one I get my prescription for.
You gotta watch yourself with the sun you get, though. You get just dark as
can be. No, the sunlight affects some chemicals in your brain.
Yeah.
And I've got a brain that doesn't have them on its own, apparently. So I need to have the sunlight.
And heat.
And so I have to take medicine that would kind of boost the same thing that the sun would do.
Right.
So in the summers, that's why I'm outside and I do all this stuff is because...
I have a thing called sarcoidosis, and I can't have vitamin D.
And the sun is vitamin D. Oh, and I have to take vitamin D.
See, and so I can't even have vitamin D. So I'm not even supposed to be in the sun. I'm supposed to wear a hood when it's sunny out.
Interesting.
I just let it go.
I think it takes like 15 minutes of sun exposure to get enough vitamin D or something. I remember that when I had my kids.
Oh, really?
They were saying, take them outside for like 15 minutes.
That's enough D.
That's enough to
get I'm not even supposed to get vitamin D, so I can't even drink vitamin D milk. So
what do you do in the summer?
I just let it go. You got to go sometime soon.
Even if you had a sunblock on, it doesn't matter.
I never wear sunblock. I get dark.
You yell at me.
Yeah, but you go to excessive of it. I mean,
it's just what happens. I'm outside.
Yeah.
I've always put sunblock and stuff on my face and what have you. It's just.
But we can't say you like when you get red face, you look like an Indian now because that's being what do you call that now? Racist because.
Stereotypical.
Why is everything racist now? Because you know, if you don't have sun, you're a white person. If you have sun
in the summer, I'm brown.
You're Pocahontas. Summertime, you do. You get really. I mean, Italian when.
That was because I'm outside so much.
What nationality are you?
I am German.
Guten Tag.
English.
A little
bit of Irish.
Irish. Oh, you're kind of a Heinz 57, huh?
Yeah, just that little Western.
I'm Swedish. Okay. I'm Norwegian. And I'm Swede, Norwegian, and German.
Have you ever been there?
Been to where?
To Sweden?
Not to Sweden, no. I'd like to go there.
That's what I'm saying.
I have relatives over there.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
That would be kind of an interesting trip.
Right, I think so.
I want to go to Ireland. My daughter, believe this or not, she's been to Ireland twice. The first time she was there for like 2 months.
Did she meet any of your relatives?
No. She went with, or stayed with some people. And so she really got to, you know, see everything about Ireland. And then later she did it again. I'm like, why? You're 20 years old. Why do you get to go and spend all this time in Ireland?
Yeah.
It's crazy. But yeah, it's totally different living over there. She was saying that they really have to limit their laundry because all of their appliances are just smaller. I don't know if it's because they're just smaller houses or whatever, but so to do a load of laundry, put in a couple of shirts and it's full. So people don't wash their clothes as often as we would.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, we don't.
Mm-hmm. But it rains all the time there, right? So they just stand outside and get clean and
is that dry. What
do? I don't know.
I always wanted to do one of those tests to see. You know, I'm just afraid I'd get more children.
Your DNA has come back.
It's
congratulations.
Come back
you're the father of 30,000.
Yeah, but I'd like to find out, you know, who my great-great-grandfather was or something like that. I mean, I've never met a great-father. I had a grandpa.
You can do that on those genealogy-type sites. You got to pay to get some of the stuff. But
yeah,
you just put it...
You can do something on your mouth and send
that's
it in.
That's just going to give you what your DNA is telling you. It's not going to tell you what relatives. It's going to tell you where your line had come from.
All right.
And it'll
they've got these where they tell you what, you know, who your great-great-great-grandfather was.
Well, you have to do that by name. So
you'd cost you $98 to...
It's not going to be a DNA test to tell you who your relatives are. It's not that sophisticated because your relatives didn't have DNA testing to match.
Yeah, that's true.
No, but you can just do it online. My grandmother did that... she never drove, and one of the things that she always did was genealogy, and so my grandpa would have to, like, drive her to courthouses, go to different places to get all this information.
Well, I found a Larry Swanson right here in Grand Rapids, and he's black. So it goes to show you the Swede in me.
No,
I mean, I'm not saying anything. It's just his name is Larry Swanson, and he's black. I'm Larry Swanson, and I'm white.
Yeah, well, I was going to say she tracked our family, her family, to the Daughters of the American Revolution. So I'm actually a daughter of the American Revolution. My great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was fought at Fort Ticonderoga, if you remember that, and his sister was Ethan Allen's wife. There's some kind of connection to Ethan Allen as well.
Wow.
Yeah. And then she's the one that also tracked it to Ireland. But that's what you need to do is if you can get on those sites and you put in your as much information that you know, like your parents' names, their dates of birth, where they're born, and then they'll look and they might try to find some information.
So one day when my grandma was alive and I was probably 8 years old, she was telling me that they came from Sweden to North Dakota. And
because the weather was similar?
Your dad was like such and such. But anyway, he got kicked out of North Dakota from the sheriff because he was...
get out of the whole state.
He was bootlegging, and they kicked him out of the whole state. They took him to the county line.
Why does that not surprise me?
And kicked him out. Yeah, that's when he came to Flint. Flint, Michigan. But yeah, he got kicked out of... So I thought, well, like father, like
son. And there's probably only 5 people in the whole state to begin with, and then
you wouldn't
they're down
so.
To 4 when they kicked your grandpa out.
Well, I never got kicked out of Grand Rapids, or Flint, I should say.
I just got kicked out of WKTV, that's all.
But I don't drink anyway, so. I'm not, I cannot taste it. I don't know how people drink beer. It's like,
well, it's a big deal, Grand Rapids.
Oh, my God,
beer
and I take a drink of that, and I just think I'm throwing up.
I'd have to have a gluten-free beer. Because I can't have
gluten-free?
I'd have to have
you got to have everything gluten. Do they make gluten-free beer?
I think they do. So I don't know what they end up making it out of.
Have you ever been drunk in your whole entire life?
We went over this before.
Well, I just keep...
And I said the one time that I did, and it was in college, right after exams, and they were all wanting to drink. I drank a mug of wine.
And you got drunk on it?
And it was before, also I had an empty stomach. Yeah. On the way down the front desk, on the way to lunch, all over the floor.
My wife and I have been married 44 years, and I still haven't told their mother that I got her drunk one night. She threw up all over my car, yeah. Brand new car, too.
The only thing I remember is going, I can't feel my teeth. That's all I remember.
Were you a hubby?
No, we didn't know each other yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It must have been a sophomore. Yeah, it must have been a sophomore.
Who was your first boyfriend?
I never had a serious boyfriend.
Never?
No, I just was very particular. It's like, why have a boyfriend just when you know you're going to break up with them? It's not going to be who you're going to marry.
Yeah.
So I had lots of guy friends, and I'd do stuff, but it's just...
Well, my wife, I asked her to go out with me. She said, no, I don't think we'd get along. So we were going out to our boat. Ross and I, my buddy, we had a boat, and we were going to go out to the lake, and he had a girlfriend going with him. And I said, well, let me call her anyway. I'll just ask her if she wants to go out. I called her and said, hi, this is Larry. You want to? And she was dating a Larry, and she thought that was me. And so I went to pick her up. You know what she says at the door? Oh, that's you. I said, well, yeah.
Slam.
And we've been together ever since. So.
Really? Yeah, so she broke up with the other Larry?
She was just dating him.
Okay.
She wasn't really going
with
him.
So she just, like, ghosted him, is that what they say?
So isn't that funny, though? How things work out?
Yeah, you just never know. Well,
I mean, we have not been apart.
Now there's
apart,
the internet, and people can find love.
Oh, the internet's getting to be so...
All the apps to find people, I know.
Well, it's not that. It's just the junk that's up there. I mean, all the places you see a woman coming on, all of a sudden she wants you to call her and all that. You just delete her. But still, it's just horrible, all that stuff. That Facebook is just horrible.
Now that I have my Xfinity and I have local channels, if you're all, I'll not get local channels, I'll watch something. Usually I don't watch anything live because I watch everything the day after on Hulu, no commercials. But I was watching Dr. Phil. And I've seen several episodes over the years where there'll be an elderly gentleman, maybe 70 or so, and he thinks that he's got this 25-year-old girlfriend that they're communicating online and all these pictures and stuff. And the family cannot convince him that she is not real. Why would a 25-year-old be interested?
They're all doing that.
The guys are just...
Women. Even women are sending money to these guys overseas
and
all that.
He was actually sending money. He actually had several women.
Yeah. Something. Is that something? And they're saying...
But think
saying
by now that they would know.
There's a bunch of guys, though, that are doing it and sending it. And these guys are writing back to these girls. And they're sending them money and all that.
Yeah.
How stupid can you
Especially
be?
When the English doesn't sound right. Or they've shown, too, where they've researched some of the lines, paragraphs or something from their tweets and put it in and find it in other...
Oh, yeah.
They just copied and pasted it something that sounded romantic or something.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's like, oh, you guys, if you're that lonely, there's got to be something better than that.
Well, yeah, there
and
is.
And don't send your money. This last one, the woman...
They
his
lose
wife,
thousands was, and thousands.
Their
so
wife,
I mean,
they had been married for... gosh, it was like over 40 years and she ended up divorcing him because he lost all of their retirement money, like $1 million or some kind of thing. And here he was still sending money to these women. And she's like struggling, you know, she goes, why don't you just send some to me?
Yeah.
And you got this money to send.
It's sad though, the way they do that. But it's funny. I mean, here's this guy sending all these love letters to this guy, and this guy thinks it's a woman, and he's sending her all these things. And how stupid can you be? I mean, just think how stupid you would feel when you get caught.
If it's too good to be true, probably is not true.
Yeah, too good to be true, yeah. Probably,
it's probably not true.
Yeah.
Because I don't think there's... most of the people that do the catfishing That's what they call that.
Yeah.
Is they just steal somebody else's identity, somebody that's maybe popular, someone who's a model or whatever, and then they put all their pictures and make a fake Facebook, and guys fall for that. It's like, really?
Yeah.
Really? So.
Well, you know, people, I guess, feel, I've just never been that hard up, I guess, in my life.
Well, because you've been married for
44 years.
44 years.
Yeah, my wife's sweet, too. She's a sweet girl. You know, you've met my wife mm-hmm. a lot of times. I mean, so she's always been a sweetheart.
And she's gone all the time. She wouldn't know if you had a internet lover,
right.
love affair, or whatever they call those. Yeah. Never meet.
Right.
So you don't know if it's a guy or a
well,
girl?
Well, my son came over to use my computer one day, right?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's right. So I get up there, and I told my wife to come in because I want to show her a picture that one of my dogs that I took a picture of. So the screen went down, so I brought it back up, and here's a girl up there, half naked. My wife gets mad at me. I said, that's not mine. That's my son's. He came. Sure
make you feel
it
better,
is.
Mom?
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, at 74, you just don't watch porn anymore, I don't think.
Anymore? You watch it at all?
No, well, probably in my younger days, I probably...
But you know what?
12 or something.
I say this all the time, is what used to be softcore porn, you know, but when we were younger, it was like the scrambled channels, you know, you couldn't see, is now regularly what they have on streaming shows. They'll say TV Mature, but it's basically the same thing.
There's a lot of shows that show doing nude right now.
That's what
so,
I mean.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, you just got to get used to it.
You watch a show and I'm, you know, being in movies, I'm thinking, totally unnecessary. Why do you need that shot? What you can just, you know, leave it to the imagination or whatever. But I think there's a lot of sick, perverted directors that are.
Yeah. It's like that guy and his wife, you know, he jumps out of the bathtub and his wife says, oh, let me take a picture. And he's kind of, okay, can I ask you why? She says, I want to get
Jody
it enlarged.
Aries. Oh.
the picture. The picture. So I thought that was kind of fun. No, you didn't think that was fun?
I was thinking, because I just saw a show on Jody Arias, the one who that one woman who accused of killing her boyfriend. She's really...
Do you know one girl got jail time because she convinced her boyfriend to kill himself? That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. If you're stupid enough to kill yourself, you're stupid enough to die, if you ask me. Come on. My wife, somebody could not make me want to kill myself. I mean.
I think if somebody knew that you were depressed and suicidal, knowing that, so it's, you're not a normal person that's like, oh, I'll never commit suicide. You have somebody in that condition, I think that it's almost like, you know, give over medicating somebody who's sick, who you know better, than to say, go ahead, kill yourself, knowing that the person is in that frame.
Okay, I'm going to talk to people that want to kill themselves because their bills aren't paid, their house is not paid.
Yeah.
Go rob a bank. Get as much money as you can from that bank. If you make it, you don't have to worry. You got your bills paid, and you don't have to kill yourself. You always can go back to killing yourself. But I wouldn't said I would make that the second thing. I wouldn't make it the first thing.
Well, then they're gonna.
That's like the guy says, "Well, I'm gonna kill you and me, and I'm gonna kill me first." So you know that's about as stupid as somebody killing himself. But why? If you kill yourself over money, go rob a bank. If you get away with it, you can even enjoy your life more.
I think you're thinking it's still like 1975. They have so many sophisticated things. I don't think bank robberies are as easy to pull off.
Oh, really?
So many cameras, so many secret alarms. I'm sure that it's very hard to do it. So he's better off just...
Well, if he gets caught, then he gets three meals a day for the rest of his life.
That's what I was going to say. That would be the other
He's still
option.
Better off than he is right now, so...
Yeah, except for some people commit suicide in prison.
Well, some people get killed and they make it look like suicide in prison if you went watching the news. Lately,
I know, exactly.
But what are we going to do at Laugh Fest this year? Are we going to have fun? We always had fun at Laugh Fest every time we went. Who have you talked to anybody else?
Yes, and I was going to try to set up maybe some. I'm going to see it if I
supposed to be this
Saturday.
When I get back, I get back the 5th of March, and I think that's the day it starts. So.
Yes, but we're on the 15th.
Oh, okay.
So it gives us some extra time.
Well, we should get together and practice.
Yes, I want to try to do something Saturday. You'll be
gone. I thought what we would do is do a romantic scene, you and I together.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I guess so. Is that the comedy?
Yeah. I think that'd be funny as could be. No?
I don't know. I would have to be jokes in there. I don't know if we're just funny enough
I've got
to look
one,
at it.
I've already got one for us to do as far as we're going to be doing a murder scene in our new show.
Get this, people. We have a sketch comedy show, and Larry, for the last 4 or 5 seasons, why don't we do one episode where it's just like it's a murder? Larry, then it's not a comedy show.
Well, you can make a comedy show into a murder. And you don't have to, the person don't have to be dead. You shoot him, but he doesn't have to be dead.
And so the rest of the show is us trying to figure out who it was. Do we know who it was?
Well, it's nobody because he doesn't die.
Well, someone shot him.
Right. And it's not a he that gets killed. It's a she that gets shot.
So was it scripted?
No, it can't be scripted.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I say you have to add on to it. I think it's going to be funny.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, will be. I think it will. Now, you got to admit, I've come up with some funny stuff.
Yeah.
I can do some stuff funny.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to invite Nate to be part of public access.
Oh, this Nate? Yeah. Okay. That's good. I think Nate would be a good actor.
Yeah. Really. Even if he doesn't like to talk, he could just be all just animation.
Remember that one kid that worked for us that was at college learning this kind of stuff? Uh-huh. And you kissed him? And
oh, the intern.
The intern. I'll never forget the smile on his face when you did that. I mean, I mean it.
I still have that clip.
Oh, do you?
That clip is still in existence, yes.
Yeah, that was funny. The look on his face, though, was
priceless.
I didn't
know what you had told him. I didn't know that he had no idea.
Yeah, no. Well, why would I have an idea? But you turned around and just did it as quick as could be. And I mean,
you don't challenge me to somehow kiss the intern. And then
I really didn't. That was, you went ahead and did it. Because we were trying to talk him into doing it. And then he was bashful, so you just went over there and laid a lip lock on him.
No, I made it into a scene. Well, yes, I did. I made it into a scene.
Well, we could have made it a sex novel then, to tell you the truth about it.
So, oh, boy.
You know what? You know what time it is?
It's time for you to get packing for Florida, apparently.
No, I've got most of my stuff all ready
for
Florida. Yeah,
good
I'm taking
you.
A backpack, too. Because you can only go, you can put one
under your seat and one up top, yes.
Yeah, that's it. So
you must not be flying Southwest because you get 2 bags fly free.
Oh, really? We're going with the F, what starts with an F?
Frontier.
But that's a lot cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had those direct
flights. We had one we were looking at, but it was $600.
Frontier's back to Grand Rapids then?
Yeah.
Because it was there for a while, and then it left. Because I had used it to go out to Denver.
Well, you know what? My wife I think it's Frontier, though, because she's the one that made the reservations finally. So.
Yeah, if you don't care about...
Then she says she didn't get a feedback on it and all that, so she's worried at that, but she finally found
email confirmation?
Yeah, she's put it in Sandy Swanson's steel case, and so it was
email.
In her junk mail.
So gotcha. All right, well, you guys have fun. I'm going to clean out some more closets.
We went to Florida. Well, we didn't go together. We met in Florida because you were there visiting your sister.
I flew in to saw my dad, and then I drove down there. Yeah.
Then you met us at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
That was a nice hotel. Though,
yeah,
right?
That was beautiful. Gosh, that was 9 years ago probably now.
That was a $400
a night place.
Yeah. I like that hotel.
Is that why 5 of us had to share that room?
Yeah, that's exactly why 5 of us had to share. It was love at first sight for everybody. Okay, you go in there, get your stuff done, and get back out here. And then
who used all the hot water? Yeah.
Yeah, right. Who was there? DJ was there.
DJ was there.
That was so funny. I'll never forget that when she was crying to you. And you, So I tried to make that. I tried to get a camera on that, but I couldn't get it in time. So.
Yeah. Good old days.
Yeah, that was a good one. We've had some fun, though, haven't we?
Yeah, good stories to tell.
Yeah, I remember the first day you came back in when I met you for the second time, remember?
Oh, yeah.
That was probably one of the happiest days of my life. I thought it was so great to see you
again. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I answered a Craigslist ad actually, the ad said they were looking for a name for a sketch comedy show.
Yeah.
Not that you were casting people. And then when I came, they said, oh, no, we already have the name. It's called You Gotta Be Kidding Me, America. And so I was reading a scene with Bailey or something. And then, I don't know, did someone have you go to your office? Or I went in.
I come walking out and you were sitting in the chair and you said, hi, Larry.
And I thought, I don't think you remember me. Yeah. And he says, take a step into my office. I go into his office. There's like 6-foot poster
of you,
of me.
Yeah.
From when I did the sunglasses.
Yeah, your husband was in there too. I remember. I had a picture.
Yeah, so I go, oh, you do remember me.
Yeah, I remembered you. I had Jeff on my wall forever.
Yeah.
My wife doesn't like it in the bedroom though. But I just told her.
Ceiling's no good anymore.
Yeah. What do you do?
All right. Well.
Well, she does call you my girlfriend. So. Are you going to, who are you doing a podcast with, your girlfriend? Yeah.
That's because you never remember names. You probably can't remember my name half the time.
Just say I have a hard time with my name. Are you kidding me?
I know.
That's another thing when you get older, you forget words. You forget words like the, it,
or how to
basket.
Spell weird words. I mean, there's time of, how do I spell that?
Oh, I always, dear, I always have trouble. I don't know if I know the word, I spell it, and if it's not right, I just let it go, you know.
Well, you can spell check.
I have spell check. It goes, huh? So, you know.
Do the voice thing.
I do the voice thing. It doesn't even come out right sometimes.
You stutter.
That's all, folks.
Yes, I need to do that. And it's like,
what do you need? So, anyway, we got our new show going to be coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, probably after Laugh Fest. We're trying to get
Mike's
on that.
Laugh
Fest?
Not Mike. What's his name? Tom.
It's Tom. I can't remember names.
Yeah, see, Tom said we could put an ad up on their website for forgetting people. So I think that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And then
may not need a controller.
And look for Laugh Fest. What are we going to be
on? It's March 15 at 7. It's called the Community Showcase. I guess there's only 4 acts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let's do a real good one this year. Let's do something. Should we do something about it, like for our new show?
Well, we're going to try to do that once. Try to do a shortened version of that comedy short film that some of them shot. And then we can do something funny to introduce them.
You know what I'd like to do one time? I'd like to do one where nobody knows, it's just you and I. And all of a sudden I say something and you say, that wasn't very nice of you to say to me.
I can play all of a sudden angry.
Don't you think?
Whatever.
I think that'd be fun. And then I go, but I play it too. See, we both get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I say, you're always trying to say you're not beautiful. You're always trying to say I'm too fat. And you're sitting there looking in the damn mirror. What do you mean? But don't you think we should do one of those? And not let anybody know, though. I mean, we'll just, wouldn't that be fun?
That would be a little prank on the rest of the cast. Fun.
I mean, they wouldn't even, they probably would just have their mouth open.
Nate, this is what Gene would refer to as the never-ending goodbye.
Oh, yeah, we got to say goodbye.
He would keep count.
Yeah, he'd count.
So I don't know.
We were up to 6, I think.
Was that the most that we ever did?
6 or 8, one or the other.
Yeah.
But we always said, the last one was always Merry Christmas.
Yes, and so this time we will say it for real. Okay. For any of those who actually listen to the whole
thing. All of you people out there, you smart people, you think you're so smart that you don't like our show, I say to you, screw you.
Oh, that's a nice ending. I was going to say, thanks for watching Anything Goes.
Anything Goes.
And you got to say
Merry Christmas. Bye. And let's thank Nate for being here today, because if it wasn't for Nate,
we would have went home
already.
Yeah.
Okay.
We would have went home already.
Wouldn't Ivy Gates and Fraulein, no?
All righty.
Okay. We're going to say bye. Or did we already say goodbye?
Bye.
Oh, bye. See ya. Merry Christmas again. That's 3 Merry Christmases.
Oh, we need it.
Okay. We're done.